Welcome to Euractiv's Digital Brief Podcast. My name is Luca Bertuzzi, Digital Media Editor. This week, we look at the ongoing discussions on the Digital Market Act, DMA. For an overview on all things digital in the EU, sign up to our free newsletter or visit the website euractiv.com. This is Euractiv's Digital Brief Podcast. This week, the IMCO vote on the DMA, as well as its twin proposal, DSA, has been officially postponed. Although the official reason is the visit of the Facebook whistleblower, it is clear that the political groups in the European Parliament are still far from finding a majority on a final agreement. To have a better understanding on the ongoing issues on this key legislative proposal, I've interviewed Evelyn Jeberdat, the S&D Shadow Rapporteur, and Andrus Ansip, the Renew Shadow Rapporteur. And of course, the first thing I asked is the reason for this delay.
It is better to work good than only quickly, and that is the reason why it is good that we have many concerns where we have to discuss on, and one of the biggest parts is the part of the ban of personalized advertising, targeted advertising. We need to speak also more about the ban of killer acquisition or the ban of black patterns that are such points where we didn't have at least an agreement yesterday. We did approach a little bit. The work is better than before, but we still need discussions, arguments to make the best of in this case. What we have also to speak about is which are the gatekeepers we are in the regulation and which are out. And so I think that is also still one question we have to discuss about.
One of the main differences between the rapporteur, Andreas Schwab, which is part of the European People's Party, and the other political groups, is the scope of the DMA, which will define which companies will be designated as gatekeepers.
When I see the proposals of Mr. Schwab, I have the impression that only four or five of the biggest companies are involved, and that is not enough. Mm-hmm. First of all, it is not a good thing to address only American enterprises. We have also others we have to discuss on. There are many gatekeepers in the European Union. Maybe there are not as such in the USA, but within the European Union, we have to tackle with too. And thinking about to see Alibaba or Telegram or others, I think we have to catch them too, because gatekeeper is gatekeeper. But it is absolutely unacceptable for my political group to have less than what the European Commission did propose.
Another key aspect in designating the gatekeeper is also the number of core platform services that will be considered.
How many core platform services there have to be designated as gatekeeper? Commission proposed just one, and rapporteur proposed two or more. Renew Group is protecting the position of the Commission. We think two or more. It means remarkable limitation of the scope, and we are not supporting this proposal. We would like to see also a close list of core platform services, but some political groups would like to have open list. We can agree with some additional core platform services included into this list, like web browsers or voice assistants, but to have fully open core platform services list, it's too much. There the scope has to be focused, has to be limited.
The proposal of Schwab to make two or more is absolutely unacceptable for me, absolutely unacceptable, because many of services would be out. I'm thinking about Booking.com, Airbnb and others.
A less controversial point seems to be implementation, where all the political groups seem to agree on a centralized enforcement by the European Commission with some sort of undefined role of the member states.
The last decision has to be done by the European Commission, but we have many knowledge in within the member states.
Digital Markets Act is a single market tool. It's not a competition tool. And it means the central role has to stay on EU level. Designation, it has to be up to the European Commission, according to my understanding, but implementation and so on, of course, there has to be some kind of role of member states.
However, many experts have raised the issue that the resources put forth for the European Commission to implement the DMA might not be sufficient.
The question is always to see what is really needed. I think we will have to implement it and to see how it works. Because it is something very new what we are doing here. And the European Commission says always, oh, it's enough, we have enough, and so on. I'm not sure that is really enough. But let us see first. And if there is a need to make more, to add persons, to add a budget on that, then we have to do it. Then we have to do it, and we can make it quickly if there is a need for.
An additional proposal that was not presented in the first text by the European Commission is a ban on killer acquisition.
Keepers are going in the whole of the world looking for what startups are making and see somewhat and are taking them in, not only to empower these startups, but sometimes also to take them away, not to have people going in the same ways as they want. And that is absolutely a problem because it is going at the end against innovation. It's going against new proposals in the world for good things. And that I don't want to have. And that is the reason why I'm fighting for it. I'm fighting for it. There is a little opening from Mr. Schwab at this time. We will see what we will have at the end.
However, the European Commission and the legal services have raised the point that this creates a problem for the legal basis.
Digital Markets Act, it's about a single market and it's not so much about competition. Legal basis, it is different. But as I said already, we have to deal with that kind of situations. When talking about Digital Markets Act or another possible tools, this is a question, but we have to deal with those issues anyway.
Finally, the Socialist, Green and the Leftist group have been pushing for a ban on targeted advertising.
We have to have it in DMA and in DSA. And for DMA, I think we have to be stronger in that than in it is necessary eventually for DSA. So that is the reason why I'm a little bit unhappy that in DSA there is not a finished work on the basis of what we could work. It would be really very preferable, but we have to ensure very strong, very, very strong matters in the DMA, because here we have to do with gatekeepers, which have many money, which have many users, end users, and so many data.
However, the proposal has not gained the support of the liberal group, which seems to have a different view on the matter.
When setting total ban on targeted advertising, then those really big service providers, they will will be able to handle with all those issues, because they have huge volumes of information, and even without personal profiling, they will be able to send quite their ads on quite targeted groups, but when prohibiting targeted advertising, then our publishers, our news publishers, our retailers, they will lose their revenues, and they will suffer much more than those really big ones.
That's all we got time for this week. Don't forget to sign up to our free Digital Brief newsletter to receive a comprehensive overview on all things digital in the EU. Also, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast published on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and Amazon Music. I'm Luca Bertuzzi, and thank you for listening.